You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome again to Occupation Station. I'm Diane Donato and our guest is Billy Gallo. He is a PharmD Associate Director, Medical Information, Scientific Communications at Boehringer Ingelheim. Billy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Sounds like you wear a lot of hats, so let's start off with some of the skills and strengths that are important for the type of work that you do day-to-day.
Like you said, I'm Associate Director of Medical Information at Boehringer Ingelheim. In my day-to-day, usually there's numerous skills and strengths that are important to function with the line of work. It's very important to be detail-oriented because we're creating and updating letters or inquiries that HCPs ask. So you want to make sure that it's accurate and it's appropriate for, you know, the content that you're providing. Also, time management skills are important in my role. There's numerous projects and tasks that need to be done on a daily basis. So it's really important to continually update and prioritize your tasks to make sure that you're getting them done in a timely manner. You know, for example, you know, HCPs ask inquiries about our products. So we want to make sure that they're completed. You know, we're providing a response in a timely fashion, you know, that they potentially use this information to make clinical decisions. I think another skill that you have to use is project management. There's a lot of different projects that you work on day to day with cross-functionally with other departments. So it's important to be flexible when working with internal and external stakeholders. You want to be able to adapt to different personalities because you're not just working with pharmacists. So you're working with people with different backgrounds and, you know, values. So you want to be flexible so that way you can work effectively with others. And, you know, this is a skill that as you go along, you gain experience with.
Time management, project management, working well with others. I'm sure a lot of those skills start to come into play while you're a student.
Oh, yes, absolutely. When you're a student, you're working on group projects and you want to make sure that you want to hold yourself accountable and also the people that you're working with so that you can get the best grade possible.
You worked in retail pharmacy for a while, and then you made the switch to the pharmaceutical industry. A lot of people follow that path. I wonder, what are some of the skills that translated and some of the ways that you found you needed to adapt?
Coming from retail pharmacy and going into pharmaceutical industry, a lot of those skills that I mentioned before are translated, you know, you use them, you know, day-to-day in industry. So, for example, detail orientation, time management skills, but also I think an additional one would be customer focus. You want to make sure that you're able to demonstrate customer focus and customer satisfaction. You know, in retail pharmacy, you work with patients directly to help manage their health care and, you know, answer questions that, you know, that they have to provide specific recommendations. You know, within an industry, you always have the patient in mind, but you don't provide specific recommendations. You know, a lot of the times we answer medical inquiries or complex medical inquiries from patients and HCPs. So it is important to, you know, provide those answers in a timely and accurate fashion to help HCPs make informed treatment decisions.
I bet your time in retail pharmacy and working with the customers, though, is always in the back of your mind as you are providing the new information.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the patient is always, you know, is the focus.
An exciting part of every student experience is the API rotations. How do you feel like you benefited from exposure to the pharmaceutical industry during your API rotations, and did it help shape your career path ultimately?
During my APPs, I was fortunate enough to be able to complete two pharmaceutical industry rotations. Having these opportunities and demonstrating eagerness to learn about industry and, you know, demonstrate the values, you know, that I can provide on projects, it really opened the door to be able to pursue a career in industry. After the APPEs, I did apply to get a fellowship, but it didn't pan out. But from the relationships that I built during my rotations, I was able to be referred to a pharmaceutical industry job. Yeah, I think the key takeaway for students listening is, you know, there's always more than one way to get into industry besides completing a fellowship.
We're talking with 2014 ACPHS grad Billy Gallo. And Billy, I'm going to ask you about some of the best advice you've received along the way and even some of the worst. But first, we're going to take a quick moment to hear from Dr. Greg Dewey.
Hi, Greg Dewey. I'm the president of Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences. We are moving to something, an era we call precision medicine. What does precision medicine mean? It means designing your medication regime based on your physiological state and your genetic state. So based on your genetics and on your current physiology, you can handcraft therapies for your particular state. That's precision medicine. That's a dream, but it's a dream that is close to being realized. And who's going to realize that dream? It's the pharmacist, because they have the knowledge, that quantitative knowledge. They have knowledge of the use of medication and how to best craft those dosages for your specific case. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of advances in science that are pushing the frontier. Whole new fields are coming out. We got this field called pharmacogenomics. Pharmacogenomics is the right drug for your genetic makeup. And that's a great area for pharmacists. Pharmacy is the central science, and we have to grow out from that.
We're back with Billy Gallo, PharmD Associate Director, Medical Information Scientific Communications at Boehringer Ingelheim. And it's time to reflect on some of the advice you've gotten along the way. What's some of the best advice you've ever received?
Best advice. I think this might sound a little cliche, but I think the best advice I was given is to be your authentic self. In today's society, there's a lot of pressure on who you should be, but it's always important to just be true to yourself. I think living day to day, I try to be, kind, compassionate, and I tend to try to be positive and look at the world with a glass half full. So I think that's the best advice.
Don't try to fit into the mold.
Exactly.
What about the worst?
The worst piece of advice I was given would definitely be fake it till you make it. You could easily damage your reputation when you try to trick people into thinking more than you know. I think credibility is really important. And once you break that trust or show that you're not credible, it's really hard to get that back. When it comes to making it, knowledge is power. The more you know makes it easier to grow and develop. And it's always important to learn as much as you can from the best leaders in your industry.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. I think a lot of people really want to adopt that fake it till you make it attitude now.
Absolutely.
The Boehringer Ingelheim course that you established at ACPHS is currently in its fifth year. And I'm sure some people may know about it, but others are not yet familiar with us. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So when I was on my APDU rotation at Boehringer Ingelheim, I noticed a gap. Why aren't more students aware of the opportunities for pharmacists within industry? So I created I brought this to my preceptor at the time, and I created a proposal to pitch an idea for a class to be developed at ACPHS in conjunction with employees at Boehringer Ingelheim. At that time, there were two Board of Trustee members who worked at BI. So I pitched the idea to them first, and then also to the president of ACPHS at that time. They thought this was a great idea and be able to give more awareness of opportunities for pharmacists within pharmaceutical industry. And during that time, a collaboration was formed. And now that it's in its fifth year, employees of BI travel up to ACPHS to lecture students on the different areas within pharmaceutical industry that a pharmacist can play a role in.
That's an amazing initiative that you undertook. And I also see that you were part of the student government while you were in Albany. Any thoughts about your time as a student in Albany?
Sure. So, ACPHS was a great college to attend to get your degree in pharmacy. I think the faculty and staff really prepare you for the real world and what pharmacists can do in the real world.
Billy Gallo, thank you for joining us on Occupation Station.
Thank you. Bye.
For more information or to schedule a tour, visit acphs.edu. You can tune in to all of our informative stories at acphs.edu/podcast. Each podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeart, giving you the opportunity to listen from a mobile device. Mark Occupation Station as a favorite, and you'll receive push notifications as soon as we publish something new. Occupation Station is also a proud member of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, the largest podcast content directory dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.